Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to Marcus and Sandy on demand.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 6:09. Good morning. Friday. That's what's up.
Yep.
How you doing?
I'm good. I bought a 2021 calendar yesterday.
Nice.
I was like, I've never bought it this early, but I'm ready to go.
Does it have weens on it?
No, it's a national parks calendar.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just in the store and it was really pretty, so I wanted it.
How are you going to get a ween one as a gift then?
Probably someone usually gives it to me.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to have it before we all go on vacation in December, though.
Expectation level's high now, because if I remember properly, you used to buy your own ween calendar. And now,
well, I can't get mad when people buy one for me.
No,
it's really nice.
My point is, this year, like, it's taken, Sandy's love for the wiener dog has taken on a life of its own. So we will routinely get 3 or 4 wean calendars. Last year was like, whoa, what happened?
I think I had 2, my parents, then my friend got me, then you guys got me. So I was very spoiled.
Yeah. So that's happening.
And next week is October 1st. Which means we're going to flip the calendar page.
Oh, the new ween.
If you're new to the show, I flip it every month to a new wiener dog, and I don't look beforehand. And usually, 99% of the time, they're so cute, I freak out. Mm-hmm. But this last month was not cute to me, and that was hard to do.
Ween was so uncute that Sandy took a previous ween, cut him out of another calendar, and pasted him over the other guy.
I didn't
make the cut.
I'm so sorry. I feel like a bad mom.
And it's inspired my daughter with her unicorn calendar. So every month my daughter does her unicorn calendar flip.
Yeah.
And sends you a video. So
she does. It's very cute.
She's 6. Jason, how are you?
I'm good. Not looking forward to the heat wave.
Yeah,
oh my God,
neither.
I know. Is that supposed to come tomorrow?
Yeah.
Or Sunday?
It builds.
Or Sunday, Monday.
It's going to warm up tomorrow, but it's going to be like balls hot on Sunday.
Yeah.
And it's not, and Monday too. Monday's actually going to be the warmest.
Really?
This is actually on some, not to be a doomsday, but this on some level is worse than the last heat wave we have a few weeks ago. Because at least in the last heat wave, it lasted like 2 or 3 days and then it dropped 20 degrees. Mm. This is going to be more of a gradual cooling off. So
is it?
Yes.
So what is it going to be, like 105 on Monday and then drop to what, 90 something?
I don't know if it's even going to be that drastic, to be honest with you. I don't know. But they are saying next weekend also going to be warm.
Okay.
Not going to be heat wave status, but it's going to be warm. Just be aware.
Okay.
I just hate existing in that level of heat with no AC.
But you don't have to worry about it. You're on the coast. Do you ever get to a point in your house where it's like super, super hot?
Last time it was 90. I haven't checked the temps. I don't know what it's going to be like in Half Moon Bay, but we're not built, as a community, we're not built to exist over like 80.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The trouble that I have is if a broadside of your house like faces the west,
right,
then you'll get, as the sun goes down, it just cooks like a greenhouse inside your house.
Is that how it is in Fremont? At your folks?
No, this was what I experienced at our apartment in San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
Like, it faces, the broadside faces the ocean. And so during a heat wave, as the sun goes down,
right,
all the windows on the bedrooms just heat up.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Jason, same thing. He, you know, there are places in the sunset. It's 62 and foggy. And
most of the time, yeah.
Most of the time.
But when it hits like
Half
80.
Half Moon Bay, Sunday, Monday says 80 degrees.
That's
so
not bad.
It's not bad.
That's not bad.
I'm in San Mateo. They say 92, 93. It really just depends on where you are. I feel like the areas that are always really hot, inland, probably some areas in the North Bay, Concord, you know, East Bay, that's probably going to be the worst.
People with swimming pools are so lucky, because you jump in a swimming pool and it cools everything down. I feel like 20 degrees.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Could be 115
actually,
and get in the pool.
I read an article yesterday that Airbnbs with swimming pools have become the new thing for this year.
Yeah.
And that's totally what you've done.
Everybody's catching up with me and my family.
Yep.
I swear that's all we need. All I need is a decent kitchen and a pool. That's it. I don't even care where it is. You know what I mean?
You might need a new house in the future.
I thought about it, you know, because my brother-in-law lives in Morgan Hill. They just put in a pool. It's really nice. And I'm like, I could totally do this lifestyle. A, it's far from the office. But B, I'm like, yeah, but it's nice to have like one sibling who's got a house in Morgan Hill, and then we have our house if you want to come to Half Moon Bay. But if everybody has the same house, then it's kind of like, you know what I mean?
I think you'd also miss the beach.
Oh, yeah.
You love it there.
To your point, like I drove home, got on Highway 1, and I'm like, Marcus, you're out of your mind. We're never leaving this place. Ever. Anyway, 6:13, coming up in a couple of minutes, a story I think we're all kind of obsessed with right now, the Shotgun Granny.
She is a 78-year-old mom or grandma in Washington.
Yes.
And she held a robber at gunpoint at her house. She opened the door. He was there. She took out her shotgun and then told him what to do. This woman is amazing.
It ended well. Don't worry. The story is kind of low-key hilarious. We'll tell you about it next. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. Marcus and Sandy, 6:24. It's Friday. I believe Shotgun Granny is my hero of the week. I'm digging her.
This is a story out of Spanaway, Washington. Mm-hmm. 78-year-old woman named Sandy. Mm-hmm. And this guy was at her doorstep. Her dog was barking. She didn't know what he was doing there. So what did she do? She grabbed her shotgun.
Yep. Listen to what happened next. Here she is on the news.
I opened my door and standing right 2 feet from me was a man. And we looked at each other for a few minutes and he turned and started to leave. And I said, oh, no, you don't. You stay right there. And I reached over and got my shotgun and I cocked it. And I told him to stay right there because he was going to turn and walk away. Told him to go out, sit on the steps. And I just stood here with the shotgun waiting for the police to come.
You know, the minute that shotgun cocks, I'm peeing my pants. I literally am.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I love that she turned it around and she told him what to do. And in the news article, she said she felt empowered. And then she was like,
"Course,
this is kind of fun."
She was holding a 12-gauge pointed at him. I would feel empowered as well. I don't know. I just, here's why I dig her is, A, she was very grandma-y about it. Like, one of her first things she said to him, and we didn't have this part, but she goes, you remind me of one of my grandchildren. And then she, you know, she sat him down, and they started discussing, you know.
Now, what was his reasoning, though? She said, why are you?
He claimed he was looking for his wife. He claimed,
and God talked to him.
And God talked to him. And then so she thought he was on drugs.
Yeah.
But then the cops were like, he was fine. I think he was just looking for, you know, like an easy win. Like, because Spanaway is a small town.
Okay.
It's a couple hours south of Washington. One of my best buddies is from there. It's a military town. Fort Lewis is right there. Probably a lot of people got guns behind their front door.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's a working class town. This lady looks like, you know, she's 78, but she's 78 going about 62. She looks like she does her own stunts. You know what I mean?
I would love to meet her.
Yeah.
And I would love to hang out with her.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'm not surprised, but this is the kind of town that you leave your door unlocked, your car unlocked.
Really?
That kind of, yeah.
Those towns still exist?
100%.
Wow.
100%. But in this case, like, he caught the wrong end of the stick, for real. So, Spanaway Sandy is what they're calling her.
Aww.
God bless.
She's awesome.
She is awesome. 6:26. We're going to check what's trending in a few minutes.
Yeah, before that, we're talking about wedding songs that are most likely to lead to an unhappy marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they figure this stuff out, but for what it's worth, it's kind of funny.
Statistically speaking, the songs you should never pick, that's on the way, plus what's trending. Hang out. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 6:41. It's Friday. Good morning.
Good morning. So there was a stupid article about songs that are most likely to lead to an unhappy marriage. How they figure this out, I don't know. I don't know if they go through the divorced, you know, when people get divorced, and say, excuse me, would you mind telling us what your wedding song was? We have a dumb survey to write that we need to fill up because we're so bored at work.
Asking for a friend.
But anyways, this is coming out of the UK.
Do you think this is like 10 people that they just pulled in the office?
Yeah.
Like they just needed some filler material?
I don't think they
actually
talked to anyone. I don't think they interviewed any couples at all. I think it's just people in the UK who either like or dislike these certain songs.
Nigel, I have a question. All right, so The wedding song, your first dance that leads to the most unhappy marriage, is a song, frankly, I barely heard of today. One Direction, Little Things.
I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth. But if I do,
it's pretty.
It's you. Oh, it's you.
You know what's funny? I mean, they're obviously UK artists, but they're huge. Everybody knows
sure.
One Direction. They're not around anymore, but everyone knows them. But it's always fascinating to me what songs are huge in the UK compared to here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they're more open-minded. Now they are UK artists, but I've never heard that song. I like it.
We did a thing, a very similar survey. It was like the song that'll get you most jacked up, like most fired up, and it was Queen, Was it Don't Stop Me Now?
Oh, I don't remember, but I remember what you're talking about. Yeah.
And when I heard that, and I feel kind of dumb because I didn't grow up a Queen fan, but maybe I was the last person to go, I'd never heard that song before. It's great.
Yeah.
I wish I could pull it up right now, but
it just, it shows you country to country.
Swear.
The differences.
Swear.
Of what people like.
Now, what song should you play as your first dance if you want everlasting love? It's this one right here.
And can you feel the love tonight?
You know why?
It is where we are.
Because Simba and Nala are forever. That's why. Is that her name, Nala? What was the
I think so.
What was his chick's name?
And look it up.
Look it up for me.
You don't even have to be in a relationship to love that song. It just makes you happy.
I will be playing that this weekend when we take it back to the 90s here on Star. I'm just letting you know. I've played it in the past. It brings me joy. That's the number one song to play as your first dance if you want to have a lasting marriage.
According to this UK survey, that we are convinced are 10 guys in an office who are bored and are talking about their favorite and least favorite songs.
Swear. What did we have? We had Something by the Beatles. Because we're both,
that was your song?
My wife and I are huge Beatles fans. We both love the Abbey Road album. We wanted to pull something cool. I was actually, we had way more fun with our walk-off song. When we got married and they said, you know, now you may kiss the bride. And then the Peanuts theme started.
Oh, that's cute.
And we walked off to the Peanuts theme.
Jason's was what? Train Mary?
What was your first song?
Yeah, Train. Is it Marry You or Marry Me?
Marry Me.
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful
song. That's a
song.
Great song.
Yeah, it
every time
out.
I see videos of Pat Monahan singing that, every woman in the crowd's like, he's talking to me. Every single one.
That's great. All right. 6:44. We're going to check what's trending in a little bit.
Yeah, some sad news about Demi Lovato. She and her fiance just called it quits after 2 months of being engaged. We'll talk about that in two songs.
Now is what's trending with Marcus and Sandy. News, gossip, and everything you'll be talking about today here in the Bay. What's trending on Star 101.3?
I was so shocked yesterday. Marcus and Jason and I were texting. Then Demi Lovato is no longer with her fiance.
Yeah.
They just got engaged like 2 months ago. They're still following each other on social media.
Do you remember how long they've been together?
Not long.
Okay.
I think they went public with their romance in like early March or February. And I think they started dating the end of last year. So they're still a new couple.
Sure.
But, you know, who knows if any of these rumors are true. But from what I'm reading, they're saying like they just ran into problems now that things are becoming back to normal because they were in a bubble for so long.
They both went back to work.
Yes. And he's working in Atlanta now. She's in L.A. I don't know what their problems were, but some kind of problems. So yeah, that just sucks. I'm looking at her Instagram story. She was wearing a shirt that said dogs over people. And then I was looking at his Instagram story because I like to read into everything.
Sure.
I was looking at his Instagram story and he posted, God knows your prayers and sees your faithfulness. Whoa. So I was thinking,
is she accusing him of cheating?
Yes. That's totally what I thought. So I don't know.
I'm just glad it happened before they got married. Jason and I were talking off the air that like people don't respect marriage like they should. Especially in celebrities in Hollywood. It's just like, oh, well, if it doesn't work out,
Yeah.
But like marriage should be forever. That's my opinion, but that's how I feel.
Well, you'd like it to be, but life happens.
No, I know.
But yeah, I'm glad if they're going to. That's the weird thing about this time. It's like we're all trying to get used to one of the worst years of our life. But like if you can find love during this time, that's amazing. But then what's normal? You know, because next year is going to look different.
Sure.
It's just so weird. There was a rumor that James Corden was going to replace Ellen on her talk show. He says he has no idea where that came from. And that's not happening. She just started up her new talk show or her talk show again this week. Mandy Moore expecting her first child. So congratulations to Mandy Moore. They made an Instagram announcement. Baby boy Goldsmith making his debut early 2021.
God, that's so crazy. The first time I met her, she came by the radio station. She was like 14 years old with her song Candy.
I know. I remember Candy. And now she's on This Is Us. You know, that's a huge show. And I'm just really happy for her.
That's great.
And she also went through that really traumatic relationship with Ryan Adams.
Yeah.
Remember the singer that a lot of women accused of just being a really bad person. So she deserves to be happy. Today is also National One Hit Wonder Day. So we've pulled some of our favorites. Marcus, what is yours?
Some pick. Oh, you want me to do mine first?
Whatever you want.
Here, I'm going to do Sandy's first.
Okay.
Yes!
Song always made me happy.
Just throws me back to a simpler time.
Deep Blue Something, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
All right.
I remember listening to that while driving to bowling tournaments. I'm not even kidding you.
Yes. All right. I'm going to throw it back even further for my one-hit wonder. Are you even ready?
Party people!
Oh, great song.
So, Monterey County Fairgrounds, 1992 was the last time I saw a tag team. Here comes the hook. Here we go.
And it goes a little something like this.
I only hope that somebody's in their car losing their mind right now, like
oh,
I am.
Oh, dude, it's. I wish we could play that full song today. Don't you think we need it? Could we get away with it?
You think the boss would let us do that?
Why don't we ask? Or maybe we just do it and
he
don't.
He did
ask.
Say if it's in the moment, if you're in the moment and you're feeling it, do it. Didn't he say
it's
that one
Friday.
Time? Or did I make that up?
I think you're making that up.
I don't know if we're all allowed right. to just add
I mean,
music.
I've only been working here 2-3 years, so maybe this was a while ago.
Team meeting offline, but maybe we do this today.
Oh my God, I'm down.
Twitter poll? Do we need to poll the people?
If they say
Let's ask
yes,
the people, not the boss.
Who are you?
All right, we got to do this offline. We got to keep going. We're going to be late.
Okay.
Okay, so a couple things to remind you of on my side. Heat wave is trending. It's supposed to be 90 in the city this weekend, 100 in the South Bay. Some places going to hit 107 by Sunday. Some gradual cooling next week. It won't be like the last heat wave where it dropped 20 degrees in one day.
Yeah.
It's going to be gradual. Just stay hydrated. Stay out of the...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Son, maybe do what I'm going to do, probably stay inside.
Yeah.
Okay? Traffic on the bridges got snarled up last night as protests continued with the decision in the Breonna Taylor case. Super sad story. No real accountability. People are rightfully pissed. So what they did, they went on social media with the hashtag gridlock, and they encouraged everyone to drive 10 miles an hour over the bridges, and it really messed up traffic last night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge proponent of protesting that way. I do believe in protests and vigils and things like that, but like, I don't feel like you get people on your side when you do that. I don't know.
Well, people are in their cars. What can they really do? They just want to get to where they're going.
Exactly. Let's see. And then the FDA is warning kids about the Benadryl challenge. Don't do this. This is a TikTok thing that apparently encourages people to take large doses of Benadryl to induce hallucinations. The FDA is warning that if you do higher than normal doses, serious heart problems can occur, seizures, coma, or you could die.
Mm.
So kids, let's not do this. Up on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram, do we have the Daddy, the Daughter's Day pics?
Yes, yes,
okay,
we do.
So
yes.
It's National Daughter's Day. You know how much I love my six-year-old. I've got a couple of pictures. I've got a baby pic of her and I taking a nap, and then I have a picture of a T-shirt. We got matching T-shirts for Father's Day. If you want to see both these pics, they're up right now. Follow Marcus and Sandy on Instagram.
And that's what's trending today in the Bay.
Catch up on everything you'll be talking about with your friends at work today. Weekday mornings at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50.
See those stories and more in the Marcus and Sandy blog now at 1013.com.
More music, more variety, Star 101.3. More music, more variety, Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's almost time for Second Date Update. I got to do a quick birthday shout out. For a young man that listens every morning, got a note from Carla. She said her son Julian is turning 11 today. He loves our show. They listen every morning starting right now on their way to Nana and Papa's house.
Oh,
so
happy birthday, Julian.
Julian, you're the man. Happy birthday. And we love you. Thank you guys so much for listening. And thank you, Carla. All right. It's time for Second Date Update.
All right. So as you know, if you've been on a date and then you think it goes great, maybe you don't hear back from the person you went out with. We will do the dirty work of calling them up to see what is going on.
Trevor's on the phone. Trevor, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. What's going on, y'all?
Good morning.
Hey. Well, thank you for calling us. We got your email about Charisse. So from what you said, the date sounded really fun. So tell us really quick how you met and a little bit about the date.
We met on Bumble, actually. You know, I had never really used dating apps, but I went ahead and hopped on there, and we met on Bumble.
Okay.
And we met up, you know, for dinner, you know, a couple of weeks ago.
In person?
Yeah, it was in person. We met face to face. We had we had dinner at the Thai place in Berkeley, you know?
Nice.
And man, let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all something. She looked good, like a bacon and egg sandwich. She looked good, I'm telling you.
Oh my God, I love it.
Man.
I can't with you right
better
now.
Better than a picture. Better than a picture, man. And it was cool. To, you know, everything was good. You know, we both like the Raiders. You know, we mad they're in Vegas now, but hey, we... Hey, they 2-0, so it's all good.
Trevor, don't get Marcus started because he's a Niner fan, and he has pissed off so many Raider fans this week.
Yeah.
So
it hasn't been pretty, Trevor. Has not been pretty.
Yeah, quarterback hurt, but, man, we talking about them. We talking about the Raiders, man. Like,
no, you know, I know.
Raider Nation.
I know.
Raider Nation.
No, the question was, Trevor, now that they've left the Bay, do I still need to report their scores? Because to me, they don't matter anymore, but.
Oh, my God. That's so mean.
All right, I gotta slow down. Anyway,
that's like an open wound you're pouring onto every Raider fan's heart right now.
Please continue,
yeah,
Trevor.
I'm already on edge right now, man.
Yeah, let's move on. So you had you're at Thai food in Berkeley.
Yeah, we both Raider fans, and man, you know, she was first of all, she was hilarious, like funny. Like I don't think I've ever met a woman that hilarious and went on a date with her like that. Like that was the hardest. I don't think I laughed that hard in so long, especially on a date. You know, I want to see her again. You know, we hit it off, man. Things
sure.
were cool.
Sure.
You know, dinner was it was a little short. It felt a little short. You know, so I was trying to see if we can do like a little hike or something in the afternoon. You know, another dinner, another time, or something like that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Did you reach out to her?
Yeah. What's happened since the date?
I mean, I've reached out, man, but she's been weird to be honest with you, man. Like when I text her, it's just like I know the vibe is different. It wasn't like before the date. So, you know, I'm just trying to see what's up with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? What's going on?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, you know how we do it. Like, we're gonna have you on hold. We'll call her, and we'll see if we can get some answers. Maybe she'll let us know if something went wrong or she's just been busy or what, okay?
It's all good, man. I appreciate y'all.
All right, we got you. Hang on one song, and we'll do it next. It's Second Date Update, Star 101.3. More music, more variety, Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. We're in the middle of Second Date Update. Trevor has been holding patiently. He was telling us about Charisse.
Yeah, so it looks like you guys met on Bumble. You went to some Thai food in Berkeley last week, had a great time. You said she really made you laugh. She looked great.
No, looked better than her pictures.
Better than her pictures. Yes.
Yeah.
He was completely blown away.
Ultimate compliment.
And for whatever reason, the date, you said, just kind of went by way too fast. And now you want to see her again. And is she not getting back to your text at all? Or is it just a different vibe?
It's just a different vibe. Like, I just, like, she's responding. It's just like short text, short answers.
Mm. Okay.
Ask her a question, she answers. She don't counter ask the question. Just like, yo, what's going on? Yo, like, what's up?
Yeah, that's annoying.
All right, well, we're going to reach out to her. Mute your phone out. We'll see if we can get some answers, okay?
No doubt.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Charisse?
Yes.
Hi, who's Charisse. This is actually Marcus and Sandy. We do a radio show on Star 101.3.
Good morning, Charisse.
Oh, yeah. I know that show.
Hey.
Okay, well, that's good. Have you heard our Second Date Update segment?
No.
Okay. I'll make it quick. I know it's super early. So we do a little segment about dating. We talk to people who are out in the dating world. And somebody named Trevor actually contacted us about you. He told us you went on a date.
Uh-huh.
He had a great time. He wants to see you again, but you're not really getting back to him. So we just want to see how you're doing. And you're in.
We're trying to figure out.
Oh, really? Okay. Trevor, he hit you guys up.
Yes.
He did.
Okay.
Did he do something wrong?
Yeah, the date was okay, like, that we went on and stuff. He was definitely a cute guy. And then when we were texting, like, the text messages before we went on the date was really cool and stuff. But, yeah, when we got on the date, his energy was really off. Like, I just didn't know, like, what was happening.
Was he quiet?
He was just, like, off. Like, at one point, I even asked him, like, are you high? And he actually said, like, oh, I may have smoked before, but I'm not messed up. But clearly, everything that I was saying, he was, like, you know, focusing off, like, zoning out. Like, he would just be laughing, like, randomly, like, when nobody said anything.
Oh.
Like, it was just, like, he was gone. He was out of it.
Okay,
right.
So this is going to be really weird, Charisse. Actually, Trevor's on the phone with us right now,
hey,
so
Trevor.
He can hear this.
Trevor.
Oh, okay.
I hear, man. Yeah,
Trevor,
I hear.
Hey, were you high on the date?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I was in the lit, you know, but it's legal, first of all. And you know what I'm saying? Like, who cares? Like, it's legal.
Yeah, but you went to the bathroom and came back, like, with your eyes, like, bloodshot. Like, what the hell? Like, I don't understand. Like, why did you have to be that high on the date? Like, I don't get it.
I was nervous, Therese. I was nervous. Like for real. Like, you fine. Like, you fine, fine. Like, I was nervous about meeting a pretty girl, you know, just... You've been texting for, you know, for a few weeks and everything, all of that stuff. It just got to me. You know, I had to relax myself, man. If I wasn't high, I would have blew the date.
Well,
I had to blow the weed, you know.
I mean, you blew the date anyway, because, I mean, I get like, you want to smoke and stuff like that, but you just was so disconnected. Like, I could see if you were, like, you know, high, and then you actually, like, paid attention or was, like, really engaged. But you were like, I don't know what you had. Like, you didn't sound like you just smoked. Like, it seemed like you was, like, body high. You were, like, sinking into the chair. Like, I don't know what the hell was going on.
Can we?
It was just weird.
What if we tried it again? Trevor, try to stay sober. What if we tried it again?
Is there hope?
Would you want to try again?
I feel like he just, like, blew it, honestly. So, for me, I don't see that there's a second date.
Fair enough. Hang on.
Hold on, you guys.
Not a match. Not to put you on blast, but this kind of low-key reminded me, Sandy, of your Benihana date, where you just got so nervous, you just kept pounding.
Oh, I drank, though.
Whatever,
yeah, I drank a lot.
Accidentally.
That was long ago when I went on an actual date.
Second date update. It's 7:05 weekday mornings. We will replay at 9:05, so make sure you're here for that. What's coming up next?
Speaking of dating, we're going to talk about a new dating app, mm-hmm. And I actually feel like I could get down with this because it involves your voice.
Yeah. You win your opposite sex or whatever over with your voice. I guess I should say partner, but...
Potential partner.
Your potential partner. We'll talk about it next. Star 101.3. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 7:22. Good morning.
Good morning. So you probably just heard second date update. We do this every day at 7:05. Mm-hmm. And it was, it made us think because there's a new app, a new dating app that I kind of think is cool. It's called String. And I guess people use voice notes. And this is something you could do on your phone anyways. If you're like texting someone, you know, you leave them a voice
Correct.
Note instead of an actual text message.
Correct.
But they just wanted to reinvent the wheel. And I was like, this is kind of neat because I'm huge on voice. Everything changes for me when I hear that person's voice. It really does.
It works a lot better now with social media. Back in the 90s when I was dating and they didn't know what you looked like before you met, I used to crush it on the phone. I would crush this app because I've always had decent pipes, right?
What do you mean decent pipes? You're not a singer.
Yes, I am. You take that back. All right.
Karaoke does not count.
Yes, it does.
All right. Go on.
Point being... Everything would go along swimmingly until we actually met in person.
And then what would change?
The look on somebody's face that they give you when you realize they don't find you attractive is horrible.
Aw.
I used to always get the, wow, you don't look anything like you sound. Wow, you don't
They
look-
would say that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that hurts.
And then the look on their face when they realize they're going to have to endure a meal even though they don't find you attractive.
Oh, that makes me so sad for you.
And then when they downshift into the friend zone, right? You know what? You're all revved up into fourth or fifth gear, and then all of a sudden you meet and they go, oh, and you can audibly hear the car go.
So like you arrive to the date on a high and then it's just all downhill from there once she sees you.
Oh,
that sucks.
I'll never forget. I got set up on a blind date early 90s. Maybe I was 20. And I'd always been a little heavy, right? The line on me was super nice guy, needs to lose some weight. He'd be super cute. No,
well,
I'm serious.
In woman language, it's called the fat friend. You're the fat friend. She's real nice. Mm, real fun.
Super nice personality.
We're talking about this dating app where you can leave voice notes. So I guess you match with people and then you start talking, but with your actual voice.
Yeah.
Which I love because it's a real good way to get someone's vibe.
Correct.
Because we've talked about this a million times. Sometimes people are just awesome in text mm-hmm. and boring in person mm-hmm. or vice versa. Last year I was DMing with someone who I thought was really, really cute, but I was legit worried about his voice. And I don't know who I dated before that or if I even dated someone, but this guy, when I got to know this guy, his voice was so just off. I lost attraction to him. So this guy that I was talking to left me randomly on Instagram DM a voice note, and I was terrified to hit play because that could have changed everything for me.
And what happened? Did you hit play?
His voice sounded normal, and I felt so good. I was like, oh, God, thank you. Because you just never know. You just never know. And maybe I'm extremely shallow, but for whatever reason, it really affects me. I was just watching, what is that show, Lakefront Bargain Hunt?
Sure.
All these dumb shows on TV. I was watching that the other day, and there was a couple, and they were looking for a house. And the girl's voice was so high-pitched, and it annoyed the crap out of me.
I can't do it.
I know. And I thought, well, she's married. Maybe some people don't care, or you get used to it or whatnot. But for me, I'm very sensitive to it.
There are certain octaves I can't deal with. I'm not
certain octaves.
I'm the same way. What about, but you grew into one guy.
I did?
Should I say who it is?
Well, you got to give me a code.
One of your road souvenirs. What was his name?
Road souvenirs.
The guy in the Southwest.
So oh, yeah, but he didn't have a bad voice. He just had a twang.
Okay.
He just had a little bit of a twang.
I thought it was a twang.
He's
nasal.
near Texas. So yeah, I didn't know that his voice never bothered me, but I, you know, we're not used to being in the Bay Area and hearing y'all all the time.
Sure.
We hear it a lot more now. It's a lot more common, but just, you know, stuff like that or certain slang that we just don't have locally.
Mm-hmm. What is this app called?
String is what it's called.
A dating app where you can send each other, you communicate via voice message so that you can get to know somebody's voice.
My friends and I have texted this way, and it's really fun. Instead of texting, you just hold the little microphone down and you say your thoughts. It's kind of fun because you just hear the tone.
I don't know what kind of person this makes me, but it aggravates me when somebody sends me a voice text because I can read 10 times faster than somebody can talk. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just
want to. You're just listening. That's why. Marcus just doesn't want to listen. End of the day, he does not want to listen.
All right. I think we peaked.
Yep.
7:26. We're going to check what's trending in a little bit.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Demi Lovato and her fiance just split up after 2 months of being engaged. We'll talk about that at 7:50.
You know, the news can be depressing.
I can't.
It's time for some good news with Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
Friday morning edition. Let's roll into the weekend strong. So stories that are going to give you the feels. This hour brought to you by Scott Hiver Vision Care, Laser Vision Correction in Daly City, Santa Clara, and San Ramon. Sandy, tell me some good news.
I love what this woman in New Orleans just did. Her name is Keandra New. She created an Instagram called Tip a Server. And since March, she was furloughed from her job, and she felt lost, and she wanted to look for a purpose.
Okay.
So this is her way of giving back. She said, God has been covering me so other people don't have the same thing. I wanted to find a way to help them out. So she randomly goes and gives servers really big tips. And she just did this at a restaurant on Monday. I don't know the restaurant, but the server's name was Ashley.
Okay.
She had no idea what was going on. She was being filmed. And she took out this envelope with all a wad of cash, which, by the way, love that. I mean, I that's like my dream right there is, wait, that wad's for me? Okay.
Oh, I was going to say, which part of it is your dream? Being able to pull
both.
The roll out of your sock?
I want to give it, but I'd also receive it. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, fair enough.
So she's
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Coming out in 20s,
right.
$800 to this server. And I can't imagine the meal was more than 20, 30 bucks.
Sure.
And this woman, Ashley, she was starting to, it was so cute on the video. You see her eyes starting to well up as she kept counting and counting and counting. And then she started to cry. And she didn't know if she should hug her because nobody knows if they can hug anyone anymore.
Because of the Rona.
Because of stupid coronavirus. So anyways, they had a huge hug. And she said, I literally worked 16 hours yesterday. This is life-changing. You have no idea. And yeah. I just love that Keandra just felt the need to do that. And she said, you know, this one made me cry. I don't know if the universe and I are aligned like that, but God keeps sending me to the right place. She definitely needed it and deserved it.
That's great.
Isn't that beautiful?
Light somebody's life up like that.
I just wrote to her on Instagram. And if you want to follow her Instagram, it is Tip a Server.
Cute. Okay. We're doing good news right now, and mine is the story of a gentleman by the name of Paul who just got his high school diploma after he's 84 years old.
Oh, my God. Good for him.
Just got his diploma. Here's what went down. 65 years ago, Paul enlisted in the Army and was sent off to the Korean War. And then years later, He got discharged. He got his GED. He went off to college, but it was really important for him to get that high school diploma. His wife is a teacher.
Yeah.
And so I guess there's this rule, at least in Texas, they allow school districts to give diplomas if you're honorably discharged and you served in World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, like this gentleman, Paul. So
yeah.
65 years later, they sent him a diploma. And his message to everybody is like, look, if you're a kid and you can see this, be smart. Be smart, go to school, stay in school.
Aww.
And I think that's
good, awesome.
A good message, as a lot of people are geared up to either go to school, either virtually or otherwise today. It is important to stay in school. 7:45, that is our good news. Always share yours, you know that. Go like the Marcus and Sandy Facebook page. Drop us a note. Let us know what you see. Let us know what's going on. Check what's trending next on Star 101.3.
Now, it's What's Trending with Marcus and Sandy.
News, gossip, and everything you'll be talking about today here in the Bay.
What's Trending on Star 101.3.
Just a reminder, after this, we're going to have a $250 cash gift card and a Live with Kelly and Ryan prize pack. Get your morning started by watching Live with Kelly and Ryan weekday mornings at 9 on ABC7. He mentioned Star 101.3 while filming a promo for that show.
A lot of people may know or not know this was one of his first radio jobs.
Yeah, he was here in the Bay, lived in the Bay, and was on Star 101.3.
He did the afternoon show, and then he did like reporting for Channel 2.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest.
I know.
That's why we're such close friends.
I'm sure you're on text bases with him. Demi Lovato and her fiance broke up.
Yeah.
They just got engaged, and it was such a whirlwind engagement, too, because I remember looking at all their posts because I think they're so cute together.
Sure.
And I was obsessed with the two of them, and they were obsessed with each other. And now it's done. And I don't understand why. They said because they're in separate places now. He's in Atlanta. She's still in Los Angeles. Work got in the way. It looks like they were in their own little quarantine bubble and they had no stress. And now that life is starting to creep back in, some stuff happened. I don't know what. I don't know if there's some cheating going on or if he's, I don't know.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and just say that love is a drug. And when you first move in with each other, like my wife and I got together and I think we moved in together after about a week and I was obsessed. I wanted babies. I wanted everything.
Oh my gosh.
This was 10 years ago. And man, I'm glad it worked out. That's A. But B, like, think about when you were first in your relationship and what that felt like. And it's just really, it's really a high. And maybe they were riding that and they're in quarantine. So you got a crisis situation going on at the same time.
I also feel like it's kind of like vacation. You know, when you're on vacation, you don't think about anything like real because you just don't want to. Well, in a weird way, quarantine was their own little bubble. And now that we're all starting to work again, and maybe something happened. I don't know.
Who knows?
They're still following each other on Instagram, so we'll keep you posted.
Good.
James Corden, there was a rumor that he was going to replace Ellen on her TV show. He says he has no idea where that came from, and he's still on his show. She's still on her show. Selena Gomez posted a photo on Instagram in a swimsuit, and she was showing her kidney transplant scar. She said, when I got my kidney transplant, I remember it being very difficult showing my scar. I didn't want it to be in photos, so I wore things that cover it up. Now I feel confident in who I am and what I went through, and I'm proud of that. I didn't even know she had. I mean, I remember
I
it vaguely.
It was like her best friend, wasn't it, that donated the kidney? Here's what I love about this is Selena Gomez. A lot of people, you know, young girls included, look up to Selena Gomez. And if she feels empowered, if she can even empower one other person to feel good about themselves and feel good about their bodies, I appreciate that.
When I had my knee surgery, I remember thinking, well, this now I'm done because I didn't want a scar.
Sure.
And now I'm like, you know what? This is how we get through life. You're going to have some scars, whether it's emotionally or physically.
Yeah.
But this is just a part of your experience and it doesn't define who you are as a person. Mandy Moore expecting her first child. She and her husband, Taylor Goldsmith, looks like early 2021. It's going to be a baby boy. So congratulations to Mandy Moore.
She's as sweet as you think she is. Have you ever met her?
No, I'd love
she
to, though.
She is the sweetest lady. I feel like I've run into her over the years about a billion times. So nice. I'm so happy for her.
Today is also National One-Hit Wonder Day.
It is.
So depending on what you like, we've picked a couple of our favorites.
Let's see. Here's one of them.
I told myself I was going to memorize the words, and I never could even keep up with it.
That song's been around for 35 years. Nobody knows the words.
Does he even know the words? Are those even real words?
Informer by Snow. Guaranteed I'm going to be playing that this weekend. That will play this weekend on Star 101.3 as we take it back to the 90s. What's the other one I love? This is perfect for the weekend. New kids on the block, had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. LFO. I think it's fly when girls start
by for the summer. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Remember when that guy was on a dating app? One of the guys from LFO was on a regular dating app.
Really?
And so, and it wasn't like a celebrity one, because, you know, there's like Raya or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think it was like Match.com, and someone's like, wait, aren't you the guy from LFO? This was a few years ago, but I thought that was a really cool story.
It was so crazy back in the day because like one big boy band begat another big boy band. So like the Backstreet Boys gave way to NSYNC, who then gave way to 98 Degrees, and then it kind of... You know, and then LFO, and then they just kept coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then that song, and it's like it's impossible not to love. Anyway, we're going to be showcasing our favorite one-hit wonders all morning this morning. If you've got one, we are asking for your favorites on both the Marcus and Sandy Instagram and Facebook, depending on where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Heat wave is trending. It's supposed to be 90 in the city, 100 in the South Bay, and some places inland hitting 107 as of Sunday. And then the only part that really sucks is, like, last time we had a heat wave a couple weeks ago, it dropped by 20 degrees by Tuesday.
Yeah.
Not happening this time around. So just be aware. Be on the lookout for cooling centers. Let's see. FDA warning kids about the Benadryl challenge. This craze on TikTok reportedly encouraging people to take big doses of Benadryl to induce hallucinations. Don't do that.
Mm-mm.
Like, don't be dumb. The FDA saying that taking higher than recommended doses could lead to serious heart problems, seizures, coma, or you could die. So I'll say it again, kids. Don't do it. Traffic on the bridges got snarled up last night. You might have got caught in this. It was after the decisions in the Breonna Taylor case that were just really disheartening and terrible. People just got in their cars and started driving 10 miles over the bridge and just really messed up traffic. I appreciate protests. I'd never really understand this kind of protesting because I don't feel like you're going to get anybody on your side, but people are justifiably angry, so I get it. It's National Lobster Day today. Do you like lobster?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to go to Ranch 99 and just grab a couple of BFFs out of the tank and take them home.
Oh, God, why do you say it like that?
What? I'm hungry. Yeah. Also, National Daughter Day. We found a couple of throwback pics of me and my little girl. So there's one from, I think, a couple of years ago. She gave me a really sweet T-shirt for Father's Day. And frankly, it might have been this year. My memory is terrible. The other one is us taking a nap when she's a little bitty baby. If you want to see these, follow Marcus and Sandy up on Instagram right now.
And that's what's trending today in the Bay.
Catch up on everything you'll be talking about with your friends at work today. Weekday mornings at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50.
See those stories and more in the Marcus and Sandy blog now at 101.3.com.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy, 8:07. Reading that the city of Berkeley has banned candy just in time for Halloween.
Well, that's a little sensational.
How is that,
Marcus,
for a little clickbait
headline?
Come on
now. Come on now.
Okay.
Tell the truth.
All right. That was a half truth. Basically, what they're doing in Berkeley now is their grocery stores aren't allowed to put any candy bars in the checkout aisle. You know, you're standing there and you look over and below the Altoids are the Reese's peanut butter cups. And you're
It's always, this is what I've noticed, it's gift cards, beef jerky, and then some kind of chocolate and maybe some tabloids.
And the Inquirer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I always feel weird when I'm waiting in line and I reach over and I grab the Inquirer and start reading it. Like, is somebody going to yell at me and be like, you got to pay for that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you're not buying it. Because
I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah.
But when they say Gwen and Blake are breaking up, like, I got to read.
Feel bad, because now they can't stand by you. Now there's 6 feet separation.
Truth.
So you have your little bubble.
Truth.
So why do you think they're doing this?
Oh, because they want to combat obesity.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason... lawnmower parenting is the answer. That's what this is. Are you familiar with the concept of lawnmower parenting?
No.
This is where it's kind of like sort of hand in hand with helicopter parenting. So a lawnmower parent literally paves the way for their child and removes all of the bad things so they're incapable of making bad choices because the bad things are gone.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So by clearing out the checkout aisle of the candies, they don't give you the option to be an adult and make your own life decision. They've cleared away.
Well, that's the funny thing. We talked about this yesterday.
Right.
Listen, if you go to a certain store and you know the layout, I don't go to any grocery store for what's in the checkout line.
Oh, yeah.
I know what I need from what aisles. So Whole Foods has an aisle with bars in it. And there's a lot of chocolate in there. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, protein bars, whatever. Mm-hmm. that I'll just go to the aisle. I'll go to where it's sold in mass.
Now, what was the bar that you say saves humanity when you're upset? What's the?
It's not a specific bar. I just love hazelnut chocolate.
Okay.
Hazelnut, dark chocolate, anything.
So what I, after talking to Sandy about it yesterday, if you want to go, if you want candy, you know where the candy aisle is.
That's what I mean.
But anybody that works in a grocery store knows the impulse buys go by the register because you're standing there and you were strong your whole visit. You were strong. You did not go to aisle two. You did not reach back for a bag of gummy bears. But if they're at the front aisle and you're standing there and you're staring and then the little voice is like, just get the little bag. And you're doing it. You know what I mean?
It's always, and they feel like they have no calories when it's at the end. You've already put it in. I don't know why the psychology makes you feel like you've earned it or it doesn't count.
Well, you just did that big walkthrough of the grocery store. You burn at least 50
calories.
It's the
same thing. If you go to Ulta or Sephora, they have little minis when you're in line waiting to check out. And those are so tempting. And you could spend a lot of money.
You can. And they know it. And here's the thing is like, it's already a pandemic. I know grocery stores aren't typically struggling, but like, why take away a profit margin for a grocery store? You're taking it away for what?
Well, why because would you be mad? Because people are trying to ban, you know, sodas because of the sugar.
I feel like it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I feel like, look, we're all adults. Let's be equipped to make decisions. Don't just clear the bad things out of my way because then I don't know.
Are we all adults? I mean, like, that's the question.
Fair point. Fair point.
That's the question.
Anyways, that's going on in Berkeley right now. They're banning candy and such out of the checkout aisle. There you go. 8:11 coming up next, our favorite story of the morning.
Oh my gosh. They're calling this woman Shotgun Granny.
Mm-hmm.
She's 78 years old, and she just held her robber of her house at gunpoint and called the cops on him.
Because she's a boss. Don't worry, it ended up just fine. We'll tell you about her next. It's Star 101.3. More music, more variety, Star 101.3. Chainsmokers and Coldplay. And Coldplay going to be part of the iHeartRadio Music Festival replaying this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be on CWTV.com Sunday and Monday at 5 o'clock.
That'll be fun.
So if you missed it last weekend, it's a replay.
Coldplay specifically, fun to watch. But a lot of great artists over a couple of days. Alicia Keys, BTS.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Infos at 1013.com. Don't miss out. It's Marcus and Sandy, 820. Good morning.
We talked about this earlier, but I love this story so much because I love knowing there is a 78-year-old woman out there who actually took down a robber.
Yeah.
It was a would-be robber. Her name, coincidentally, is Sandy. What is this? In Spanaway, Washington.
Small town, couple hours south of Seattle. It is country. I'm not shocked that she had a shotgun behind her door. It's just that she was so kind about it, and it ended well. But listen to what she told the news.
I opened my door, and standing right 2 feet from me was a man. And we looked at each other for a few minutes, and he turned and started to leave. And I said, oh, no, you don't. You stay right there. And I reached over and got my shotgun, and I cocked it. And I told him to stay right there because he was going to turn and walk away. Told him to go out, sit on the steps. And I just stood here with the shotgun waiting for the police to come.
Oh, my God. If I was staring down the business end of a 12-gauge and Grandma cocked it, I would tinkle.
Yeah. At that point, he was her bee. You know, she told him what to do, and he did.
She was like, go sit over there. And then she said, young man, I have grandchildren that are your age.
Yeah.
And she was super nice
about
it. She
said, why are you doing
it?
This? And by the way, her dog was barking. That's the whole way she kind of was alerted. So thank God for the dog. The dog knew something was up.
A little Pomeranian named Bobo. This is the cutest story ever. And Grandma looks pretty spry, too. She's crushing 80. She doesn't look a day over 60. This is something my grandmother would do. But my grandmother would not be as nice. Like, my grandma's 96.
Yeah.
She's got guns in the house.
Does she?
She lives up way up north. She lives so far north in California, they call Sacramento Southern California.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, you know, they have guns and stuff because animals come up the driveway. They got to defend the property. This is something my grandmother would do absolutely 100%.
Well, my favorite part in the news story, she said she felt empowered because she just, it took over her, you know, that, what is it called?
What's that?
Just fight or flight.
Fight or flight.
Yeah. Like when you're in that life or death situation against an intruder, a bad guy or what. I thank God I've never had to be in that situation. But I can imagine, you know, your survival skills are really put to the test.
I feel like this played out like grandma talking to grandson where she's got a shotgun pointing at him. But it was like, so young man.
What's your deal?
What drove you to do this? Would you like some cookies? I just made some cookies. Would you like some?
Yeah.
Do you like
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Talk with your cookies.
Yeah.
Anyway, it ended up fine. She ended up on the news.
They actually did not end up pressing charges.
Thing too. They dropped charges, so the guy walked. That's how sweet she is.
Yeah, he's very lucky. He's very lucky.
He's super lucky on many ways at once. Anyways, 8:22. We're going to check what's trending in a little bit.
All right, Demi Lovato, no longer with her fiancé. They just ended it after being engaged for 2 months. We'll go over the details at 8:50.
That and good news coming up.
You know, the news can be depressing.
I can't.
It's time for some good news with Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
What a way to roll in the good news. We out here. That was fun. Good news this hour brought to you by Shreve & Company. Luxury timepieces, fine designers, flawless diamonds. We're just trying to bring you the good story so you have a smile on your face going into the weekend. Sandy, tell me some good news.
My good news is about this amazing woman in New Orleans. Her name is Keandra New, and she has an Instagram called Tip a Server. One word, Tip a Server. And I guess she, in March, was not laid off. What's it called?
Furloughed?
Furloughed. Thank you very much. Okay. She was furloughed from her job, and she felt lost and confused, and she wanted to feel like she had a purpose. So she started this Instagram because she wants to... I just think it's amazing when people are... They're given a bad card, and they find a way to still do something good.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so easy to be sad. It's really easy, especially right now. Even if you're working, it's easy to be sad. So anyways, she started this Instagram, and she just tipped her server on Monday. Her name was Ashley, $800. I'm not sure what the bill was, but it couldn't have been that much. It was just at a cafe.
It's like 20, 30 bucks.
Probably. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was, though. But she counted it all out. She brought this envelope out, counted it all out in 20s, and you could see Ashley just not knowing what was going on. And then she slowly, her eyes started to water, and then she was full on crying by the time she was done counting her money. She said, "I worked 16 hours yesterday. This is life changing."
Mm-hmm.
And Keandra said she just felt that God brought her to her. So I love that she created this. This is something I would have totally done, this kind of thing. So good for her.
It's difficult as the server. I think my first thought would be, am I getting punked right now? You know what I mean?
Does this mean? What does this mean?
What's this about? And then you realize it's real, and that's when the waterworks come. That's a great story.
I like that.
We're doing good news right now. Mine is the story of a guy named Paul who got his high school diploma at age 84. So Paul went into the Korean War in the U.S. Army. He didn't finish high school, but he was able to get his GED and his college degree. He was honorably discharged, and then it was really important for him to get his high school diploma because his wife is a teacher.
Okay.
Well, didn't realize that in the state of Texas, they're allowed to give diplomas to anybody who's honorably discharged. The veterans, Korean War, Foreign War, the Vietnam War, it's World War II, for example. So at 84 years old, he received his diploma. And he said, you know what, kids, if you're listening, stay smart. Do the right thing. Stay in school.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power.
That's awesome.
And I love that message as everybody's, either in school or getting ready to go to school or going to school right now. Information, knowledge is so important. And definitely stay in school. And Paul, just the follow through, the tenacity is what gets me. Anyway, that's our good news. 8:44. We're going to check what's trending next. Star 101.3. It's Friday morning. Good morning.
Now it's What's Trending with Marcus and Sandy.
News, gossip, and everything you'll be talking about today here in the Bay.
What's Trending on Star 101.3.
So Demi Lovato and her fiancé Max have broken up. They were just engaged. They were all over each other online. I routinely went to their Instagram, both of them, because I loved how she kind of found her happy ending and he was so good to her. And I don't know what happened. I guess now they're getting back to work. He's out of state.
Right.
And I don't know if something happened with, adjusting back to the real world. The thing I read said they were in a bubble. They had no stress. And now they're working and they're on separate coasts. And it just got hard. So I just hope she's going to be okay.
It sounds like they're on good terms. And this is just young love to be. Oh, what do I know? I don't know the details. But my assumption is it was hot and heavy and charged. And there was you throw in a crisis and you throw in being close together and they get each other and sometimes it just happens.
Yeah. I just hope she doesn't harm herself. She's been through a lot.
Sure.
Let's see. James Corden. There was a rumor he was going to replace Ellen on her talk show. That is not happening. He said he had no idea where that came from, but he's still where his show is. She's still got hers. Selena Gomez posted a photo on Instagram showing her kidney transplant scar. She said, I used to not want it to be in photos, so I wore things that would cover it up.
Sure.
But now more than ever, I feel confident in who I am and what I went through, and I'm proud of that. And shout out to anyone listening who's had an operation and is self-conscious of the scars, because I've been there. Mine is only a knee surgery, but it still made me feel crappy because your body is getting, it's changing. And now you have this big, for my scar is probably like 8 inches long.
Yeah.
And every time I see it, I kind of get a little bummed out still. Like, thank God it got back to normal, but it's still there. But you have to just remember you're a warrior and it's part of your life story.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel like anytime we can, anytime Sandy talks about her knee and shows her scar and stuff, I feel like maybe you empower somebody else who was maybe feeling self-conscious to be more confident. Selena Gomez, when she shows her scar, maybe she'll empower someone else to feel more confident. And I think that's important.
Mm-hmm. Mandy Moore is expecting her first child. So congratulations to her and her husband, Taylor Goldsmith.
Nice.
It's going to be a baby boy early next year. Today, we've been talking about it all day. National One Hit Wonder Day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm also loving looking at our Facebook page for all the comments from our listeners. God, there's some that even I forgot about. Return of the Mac. Kathleen, that
great
was her
one.
Favorite. Ice Ice Baby, yes.
Mark Morrison, yeah, and Ice Ice Baby, Vanilla Ice, obviously.
Roll to Me, Delormitri.
Great idea.
Yeah, what about some of ours?
Well, we just played Tag Team Whoomp, There It Is, and I danced in the studio because I was so feeling myself, and I thought I was cool. You ever have that moment where you think you're cool, but I literally was dancing like nobody was watching, and it's the most awkward white boy dance.
You look like you're humping the console. It is pretty awkward.
If you want to see that video, Marcus and Sandy up on Instagram. Give it a follow. Other songs that get me in my feelings. This one right here. Wait, where is it? Button.
Who let the dogs out?
Come on.
Who let the dogs out?
What else do I have?
What year was that from?
Oh, God. I couldn't even. 99 or something? Actually, I might. Well, 2000, 2001. Here's one of Sandy's favorites. Why isn't it working? Hang on. The jams today.
Yeah.
Don't forget, there is One Hit Wonder Radio on the iHeartRadio app if you want to relive the One Hit Wonders. There you go. Heat wave is trending. Supposed to be in the 90s in the city, 100 in the South Bay. Some places even hitting 107. And the biggest problem is it's going to be a gradual cooling off. Not a big one like last time. It was like 20 degrees cooler the next day. And everybody went, this is going to be hot up until next weekend. Air quality is going to be a little sucky, but not bad. Isn't it sad when it's not bad, when it's like 50 to 100, you know? So that's how it's going to be this weekend, and really, really, really hot.
Sunday, Monday is when it's supposed to be the hottest.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're inland or the areas that always get hot, I hate to say it because it's now officially fall, it's still going to be triple digits.
Correct. It's National Lobster Day, so if you love lobster, you got your excuse today. And then, let's see, the FDA warning kids about the Benadryl challenge. This is on TikTok. And they're encouraging people to take large doses of Benadryl to induce hallucinations. The FDA is saying, look, man, this could cause seizures, heart problems, coma. You could even die. Don't do this. I'll say it again. Don't do it. Okay. And then you might have been in it yesterday. Traffic got snarled up as the Breonna Taylor protests continue. People were encouraging each other to get on the bridge and drive 10 miles an hour. And you know, they're rightfully angered. I personally feel like there's better ways to affect change, but CHP was pulling people over for obstructing traffic. This was yesterday. Again, you might have been caught in it. Really, really sad what happened to her and the fact that there's really no accountability, to be honest with you. Also, National Daughters Day today. If you want to hashtag National Daughters Day and post a picture of your daughter, I certainly did a couple of pictures. Her Father's Day gift. We have matching T-shirts. You can see that picture plus a picture of us taking a nap when she's a little baby. So cute. Follow Marcus and Sandy up on Instagram to check them out.
And that's what's trending today in the Bay.
Catch up on everything you'll be talking about with your friends at work today. Weekday mornings at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50.
See those stories and more and the Marcus and Sandy blog now at 1013.com.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3, it's Marcus and Sandy. Time once again for Furry Fridays.
We've got Kristen from Muttville Senior Dog Rescue on the line. Hi, Kristen.
Kristen.
Hi, good morning.
So, if anybody doesn't know about Mudville, you're in Potrero Hill?
Yep, we're right. So, that's where our founder lives and where we started, and we're in the Mission. But actually, all of our dogs are in foster homes, so it's been amazing during quarantine. Our volunteers have stepped up to the max, and all of our dogs are in fabulous foster homes.
That's
and
great.
Getting that one-on-one care, so we know a lot about them.
Oh, that's awesome.
One of the big things I love about Mudville is there's no cages. So, but they had to close. Apparently, they had to close the clubhouse, I guess.
Yes, unfortunately, the old folks home is closed for the moment,
sure.
But we're still taking in dogs on a weekly basis, and then the fosters come and pick them up. So if anybody's looking to foster, we would love, love, love you to sign up to be a foster family.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, that's how we know about Timber, and his foster mom has had quite a few dogs, and she, not to be biased, but said he is her favorite.
Aww.
And so
he's the
like
cutest.
He's such a big... I know.
You call him the perfect gentle giant. So let's describe him.
Yes. Yep. And so he is kind of a country boy. He's getting used to life. He's out in the East Bay right now, but he's getting used to life that's a little bit busier. He would still really love a yard,
mm-hmm.
But he's great with dogs, humans, kids, whatever.
Okay.
He's really great with everybody, and he's just that perfect addition to a home for a family or a single person who's just looking for a big love.
Now, can he be around other dogs?
Totally, yep.
Okay.
He's actually living with other dogs, and when we do get dogs into the clubhouse, there's a bunch of other dogs running around that arrive on the same day, and he was, like they said, a gentle giant, total gentleman, so he's a good catch.
Okay, so Timber is a 9-year-old German Shepherd mix, appears to be about 80 pounds. And he's
a
lover.
He's a kind boy.
He is.
He is. That face just makes me want to give him a hug.
Aww.
There you go. Look, we've got pictures of him up right now. If you want to get more information on adopting Timber, go to 1013.com/furryfridays. Kristen, continue doing what you're doing over there at Mudville. We love it.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for spreading the word.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. Marcus and Sandy, 9:38. Good morning.
Good morning. Earlier, we were talking about a new dating app, mm-hmm. and basically after you match with someone, you voice text them, which I really, really think is cool.
Why can't we just do a phone call? Why has it got to be you send me a message, then I send you a message?
Because you don't know if they're crazy yet. You don't want to give them your phone number yet.
Oh, messages can be so awkward. My first message would be like, yeah.
I thought you're Mr. Closer. You could sell anyone.
That's true. I'm actually pretty good at it just because of what we do for work.
Yeah.
I could filibuster about something for 60 seconds, no problem. But
yeah.
Like, what if you get that it's like your grandma talking into the answering machine. You know what I mean? Where it's just awkward.
Well, I think it's a great way to see someone's vibe.
Yeah.
If they're energetic, if they're kind of awkward. You know, and it is weird. What do you say on a first voice note? But they're assuming you're already writing back and forth. It's just a fun way to get their feel, I guess.
Sure.
It's called String, I guess is the name
String.
Of the app. But anyways, I really like it.
I you know what? And again, I said it earlier, it's really good in conjunction with social media or pictures. Like you can tell what they look like. There was nothing worse than having a blind date back in the day, and I'm dating myself right now, but having a blind date back in the day and then showing up and the visual look on somebody's face when they realize you're not as attractive as they thought you were going to be because of your voice.
Or how much do we get this in radio where you don't look like you sound?
Oh.
Maybe that's a compliment, but it never sounds like one.
Well, or is that weird? Or is it me saying, listen, I love social media because it eases the jarring aspect of meeting me for the first time? Because you can ease into it.
Yeah.
You can look at my Facebook. You can go to It's Marcus D or at Marcus and Sandy. You say, oh, okay, Marcus, a little awkward looking.
But you're acting like you're single and dating.
No, but I'm saying, like if I was single and dating with social media, somebody could find us.
Yeah, you could do that with anyone.
You could
unless they're on private.
Absorb my oddities, and then we meet in person, and you're ready.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's this thing called?
String.
String. Meeting via voice app. There you go. 9:40. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's Friday. Good morning. She just broke up with her man. Very sad after being engaged for a couple of months. Demi Lovato, Star 101.3. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy, 9:50. We're about to get out of here. There's going to be a heat wave this weekend. I can't say it enough. I know you're probably tired of hearing about it, but I'm not ready. I don't know why.
Because it's fall, and even in the morning when I go to work, it's been a lot colder.
Yeah.
So you just think about the leaves changing, even though they're not yet, and the change of seasons. But yeah, Sunday, Monday, it's supposed to be the hottest. Obviously, if you're inland and probably East Bay, some North Bay areas, it's going to be very, very warm, triple digits.
It was 52 degrees driving into work 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it was like 5 in the morning, but whatevs. Like, for it to be 100, I mean, it's going to be 80 on the coast side, which is okay. It's going to be one of those weekends where you're just out on top of the covers and just your tidy whities. Well, not you, but me. And just trying to stay alive.
Yeah.
You know?
You're on the coast. It won't be as hot for you.
I know. Some people, man. Oh, the beaches are going to be messy.
Please. Yes.
By the way, if you come through to Half Bay, totally cool. We welcome you. Please clean up after yourself. Please take your trash. If the bin is full, take it with you. That's my PSA on behalf of the Coast Act. So many times people just come through and leave their trash. Please, please clean up, and we'd love to have you. 9:52, Nina's on the way next. What do you got going on this weekend, Sandy?
I'm going to just spend some time with my parents.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, I miss them.
Are you going in the pool?
Yes.
Nice.
Going in the pool.
So
got some
lucky
new pool floaties. So excited to see that.
Keep up with us online at Marcus and Sandy everywhere. We want to know what you're doing this weekend, and we'll talk to you again on Monday morning.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.